Good afternoon. We're glad to be with you on a Friday afternoon. The last message of this week of the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. Turn with me to the book of John. We'd like to change gears today and have a special message from the book of John, chapter 4. Father, we come into your presence and pray for your will to be done in this message today, that souls might be saved, that souls might be brought to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. We pray for all those who are listening, and for your will to be done, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. John chapter 4 today, we'd like to look at the woman at the well. We see here in verses 1 to 42, a tremendous conversion. We see in John chapter 3, there was a man named Nicodemus, and he was told, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He was told that if a man be not born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So ye must be born again. But in John chapter 4, we see another individual. With Nicodemus in chapter 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Chapter 4, the woman at the well, it was the Lord who went to her. We see in John chapter 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But in chapter 4, he speaks of himself, the Lord Jesus, as being the living water. He said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, speaking of that natural water. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So we see in John 3 and John 4 that the Lord was speaking to individuals that needed to be saved, that needed to be born again. But as we look at John chapter 4, the interesting thing here is, if you pick up in verse 4, speaking of the Lord Jesus, it said, and he must needs go through Samaria. He must needs go through Samaria. Now, when we think of must, there was three must mentioned in John 3. There's two must mentioned in John 4. We see here a must of necessity. Well, the word must itself sounds like it indicates certainty or something that has a necessity to it. But here, and he must needs go through Samaria. It's a double emphasis. He must needs go through Samaria. The Lord knew that there was a purpose. There was a reason. This one that is the Lord himself, the all-knowing one, knew that woman was at the well, and there were souls in Samaria that needed to be saved. Well, we think of how the Lord was spending time and having miracles performed in Galilee, and we see how he was in Judea. And yet here in Samaria, as we look at briefly the background, we don't see a miracle performed here in the sense of how we do in other places in Israel in the Lord's ministry. But here, he simply offers himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Isn't that interesting? For, see, Samaria was like a group of outcast people, as the rest of Israel would look down upon them. We go back to 2 Kings and we see there when hundreds of years earlier that some Gentiles, nations that were mixed among the people there. And if you remember that Israel being the people of God and the other nations were considered the Gentiles, therefore they were to be separate from the Gentiles. Such as today, believers in Christ should not marry unbelievers. It's got nothing to do today with your nationality, but we're only to make a separation based on whether you're saved or unsaved as far as being yoked together. Well, we see here that they had what you might say a prejudice toward the Samaritans. Now we see the Lord Jesus does not base things on that. For the Lord Jesus said he must needs go through Samaria. Others would not go through Samaria, but the one, the Lord Jesus, would. This one, the Lord Jesus, would go through this area where souls needed to be saved. He had a divine appointment with this woman at the well. So I might say to you out there today, you might feel like, well, you know, here I am, who would care about me? Perhaps I don't fit into what is status quo for America. But I have good news for you today. The Lord Jesus said he must needs go through Samaria. He's willing to go to anyone that needs salvation. You know that song that one sings, people need the Lord. We all need the Lord, don't we? Regardless of your background, your nationality, your race, whatever situation you're in, people need the Lord. So we see here the woman at the well. Others wouldn't go to Samaria. They would go around Samaria. But the Lord Jesus, he must needs go through Samaria. Well, we see here as we pick up in verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Well, we see here there's a well that we don't have time to go into. Old Testament wise, we see how this one, the parcel of land was given to Jacob's son Joseph. We see a well that is sitting upon this land. And yet, the Lord Jesus is speaking to this woman at the well, starts a conversation, and we see how he brings up the water of life. Oh, he wasn't concerned about the water in that well. He was concerned about the soul of this Samaritan woman. And of course, we see doubt in these verses we've read. She wondered just, why, you being a Jew, would ask drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Why would you ask something of me? Generally, Jewish people and Samaritans would not have anything to do with one another. Why are you speaking to me? And the Lord goes on to explain that he's the living water. He's looking to give her eternal life. We go on to verse 13. After we see that doubt from the woman, we see in verse 13, and Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the good shepherd. He is the one that said, I am the bread of life. If we turn to John chapter 7, we would see over there that Christ said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. We see that the Lord Jesus is the only one that can quench that great thirst that we have. You know, everyone that knows Christ as their Savior has had that thirst of the need of peace in our life quenched. We know that as we're going through this world, those that are listening, you have a desire that you just can't fulfill. You may not be able to put your finger on it. There's things that you just cannot satisfy, this yearning in your life and in your heart. And you're trying to fill it up by other things. You're trying to quench that thirst by materialism, by having a bunch of things, having money, being successful, being accepted. Maybe you have a lot of friends. Maybe you go out and try to party and try to be the right crowd and just trying to make things feel right. But my friend, you will continually have thirst, spiritual thirst that will not be quenched by the things of this world. As he said to the woman at the well, "So whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst." That's speaking of himself, the Lord Jesus. If you receive him as your Lord and Savior, you'll be set free from the bondage of Satan and sin, and he will be your wonderful new master, the Lord Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Well, as we think about this, we move on down, and let's see, as the gospel is given, we see in verse 15, the woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Jesus said unto her, "Go call thy husband and come hither." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saith thou truly." So we see here, the Lord, he has given her the answer that he is the water that she needs. He is the way, the truth, and the life. But yet now he wants to make the point, to make clear to her just who is he that's making this offer of everlasting life to her. He's making it clear that he knows all about her. You know, what good would it be if someone comes up to you and it offers you eternal life, but you don't even know who he is? Just some John Doe off the street. But this one, the Lord Jesus, made it clear, I know all about you. I know who you are. You see, we could turn back to John chapter 1 and see there, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The very Creator is here speaking to her, saying, I know all things about you. So when I, in effect, he was saying, when I offer you eternal life, I have the power to do so. For you see, this one, the Lord Jesus, is the all-knowing one, the all-powerful one. And he gives her the invitation to drink of the water of life, everlasting life, to receive him, the Lord Jesus, as for her Savior. Well, we go on, and she brings up worship. She brings up worship. She's saying, well, I know the Jews worship in Jerusalem, and we worship in this mountain. And you see, her problem was she was worrying about where people worship, where the concern is the Lord points to her. Her need is to understand who, not where, but who do you worship? God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Again, he's speaking of himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, we see here the woman said unto him, I know, in verse 25, that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will teach us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. My friend, she realized that there is a Christ that's coming. There is a Savior. And he said, I'm he. And the great, wonderful, and marvelous reaction and response is in verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the men, come see a man which told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? you know, she went to men, and if she'd had five husbands, you just wonder what type of life she's lived. So when she came to these men, that was a rather pointed thing to say, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? So we see here the Messiah, the Savior, as she repents and acknowledges this is the Lord. And then we go on in the very book that others believed what she said, and others went from Samaria, and when they saw him and saw and believed who he was, in verse 41, and many more believed because of his own word. And said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. My friend, have you realized and believed that this is the one that gives eternal life? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is the Lord Jesus. Thank you and have a good day.